There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Time to welcome to the studio Jeffrey Rhodes, CEO of Rhodes Precious Metals, principal consultant at Rack Gold, a regular visitor to the studio, and today no exception. Very good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Now, gold this morning sitting at 13.11, actually, it's dropping a little bit this morning, was 13.13 about an hour ago, but it's on the way down. Talk us through the last week on the yellow metal market, please.
Well, it's all about the anticipation of the Fed move to increase rates almost certainly, I think, on Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to get a rate hike. And what we've seen, certainly over the last 2 years, Malcolm, whenever you're coming up to a FOMC meeting and it's likely that there is going to be a rate hike, gold tends to be on the defensive, falls away. But what we've seen, certainly last year, after the fact, gold then rallies. So a bit of weakness before the move, then a sharp rally after the move. That was the experience last year. Will it be the same this year? We'll have to wait and see. I suspect yes, but gold is at a crucial level, Malcolm. 1300, really a major technical and psychological support level. If that were to be broken conclusively, could see much lower, but I think we'll have to wait and see.
Because it did act as quite a strong resistance level as gold was coming up. We struggled to break through the 13 mark, and that was, what, 2-3 months ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, throughout 2017, yeah. 1300 really was that ceiling that gold couldn't break through, and it eventually came down to 1200. So really last year we had 1200, 1300 was the trading range, largely centered around 1250. This year we've seen gold as high as 1365, currently sitting just above 1300. This is an interesting week for gold. It's a defining week, really, for the year, I would say.
Well, Ollie Hansen agrees. He's the chief commodity strategist at Saxo Bank, and he warns that the calm on the gold markets is likely to be shattered, and his rationale can be summed up like this. If the Fed fails to give the markets a strong and hawkish signal this week, then gold will again be the market choice for a safe haven. On the flip side, Jeff, I mean, what's your view if the Fed does come in with a strong rate rise and with accompanying bullish statements?
Well, I think then we could well see gold break down through 1300. If it does so and stays there, Malcolm, probably we're back, I'm afraid, back into that 1200, 1300 area that we saw last year. I'm hoping for the sake of the gold industry that we don't see that move, but it's definitely possible. For me, I think the time is you should really take to the sidelines and wait to see. I'd prefer to buy gold at 1325 than 1305, that's for sure, because then we would have known that gold actually did hold above that support.
All the years we've been talking, I mean, you've been coming here since 2009 talking to us, I sort of thought I had my head around a little bit, sort of geopolitical tensions mean gold will do well, but gold dropped on Friday just as there was a standoff between Russia and the UK over spy poisoning coming to a head, and I there were a few other things going on as well, talk between Russia and the US as well, and I wonder why the sort of geopolitical tension there didn't create flow into gold.
Is there really tension?
Well, I don't know. Is it just that the UK isn't important enough to create
it? No, it's not. Yeah. I think the key driver of the gold price always is and always will be its relationship to the US dollar. And interest rates, whether they're going up or down, impacts the value of the US dollar. That impacts the value of gold, because gold ultimately, as well as being that safe haven asset, is an alternative currency to all currencies, particularly against the dollar.
Let's talk about physical demand for gold, particularly in India, which I'm reading is pretty weak at the moment. It was the Gudi Padwa festival yesterday in India, which is traditionally a time of gold buying. But Reuters quotes one gold dealer in Maharashtra by saying, every year ahead of Gudi Padwa, customers make bookings and take deliveries on the festival day. This year, bookings are just 30% of the normal level, reflecting weak demand in India. What's your experience?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we always talk about the premium for gold, physical gold in India versus the international market, and that can vary. It can be as much as $50 per ounce. Typically is around $3 to $5 premium per ounce. That that the premium for kilo bars in Dubai is at a in India is at a discount at the moment. So I would agree with that, Richard. And again, that makes me a little bit concerned. When you've got a lack of physical demand, does that mean that the Indian market expects prices to move lower? I think the answer is yes.
I was reading a report yesterday originating in the Far East saying that the Bank for International Settlements, the US Treasury, the Federal Reserve, as well as large European central banks, including Bank of England, Bundesbank, Bank of France, European Central Bank, all holders of large gold stocks have been involved in manipulating the gold price over the years. I'm sure that they've been placing gold on the market and withholding it as it suits their need. But manipulation, Jeff, I mean, would you go that far?
No, definitely not. I think you would expect central banks to intervene in their currencies, in their respective currencies. We talk about, it used to happen all the time, but not so much these days. And central banks do get involved in the international bullion market. But manipulation, the gold market globally is a massive industry. It's a massive market, and I don't believe anyone in any one institution, central bank or commercial bank, can have that influence on the gold price. So I really don't buy that. There are conspiracy theorists who do believe the banks collude, and I've worked for bullion banks throughout my career. It's complete nonsense.
Let's talk lastly about Dubai gold sales at the moment. I mean, what are you seeing in the souk?
Again, look, the souk is quiet, and it's quiet because of India. So I think, you know, you start to see activity in Dubai's gold souk when you see strong demand in India. That's not there at the moment.
Are the shops in the souk seeing as many tourists wandering?
Yeah, absolutely.
Through?
Look, Dubai is booming. I mean, if you head down to Deira at any time of the day or night, you certainly can't find anywhere to park. But the tourists are back, and when the tourists are in Dubai, they buy jewellery. I think I read a statistic of about 80% of all visitors that come into Dubai actually visit the gold souk. And you know what? It's like gold fever really exists. When you go into a jewellery shop, you always buy, and guess what? You always spend more than you wanted to. So I think, no, Dubai's gold souk is very healthy. Thank you very much.
Jeff, thanks very much indeed for your insights. As always, Jeff Rhodes, CEO of Rhodes Precious Metals and principal consultant at Rack Gold. We'll see you again soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Malcolm.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.